Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Obscura is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Listener, as part of the Halloween season, I'm going to give you access to a free Black Label and two Halloween specials. If you want more where that came from, head to patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. Anyway, enjoy.
Listener, this episode features extreme content. We're talking 10 out of 10. This is the first episode in a while that made me sick to my stomach. The content within this episode, not just in the audio, but the subject matter itself, twisted my stomach in knots. This is an episode not for the faint of heart. And to be frank with you, it's Black Label breaking new ground. Today's episode covers extreme sexual fetish, the dark web murder market, consensual cannibalism, and has extremely disturbing audio. You've been warned. Nguyen Dat was born on March 10, 1989. Little is known about him. What is known is that he had severely debilitating physical health issues that caused him much pain. So much pain that Nguyen depended on his parents. What little work he does is at a fish market, at least according to him. Nguyen lived in Ha Dong, Vietnam. Somewhere along the way, he became addicted to pornography. Not just any pornography. Nguyen became addicted to guro pornography. Guro is a form of pornography that features extreme violence, usually animated. It features a lot of gore, depictions of men and women being cut up, sliced up, torn apart, decapitated, mutilated. You get the idea. It's gore pornography. After years of consuming this stuff, a question arose in Nguyen's mind. What if he were the one getting decapitated, mutilated? The man went from a guro fetish to fantasizing about his own decapitation. His biography on Facebook reads, "Likes to be decapitated." Another section reads, "Likes guro hentai, decapitations plus sex." If anyone shares the same interest, leave a message. Nguyen had several public accounts on extreme pornography websites, usually repeating the same things, telling people he craved decapitation, and flirting with others, asking if they'd be his executioner. In June of 2022, Nguyen wrote the post, quote, "I'm bored. looking for someone to call and chat about beheading. Is anyone interested? In September of 2022, he writes, "With me, I want to put my neck on it and be beheaded." In the same month, he told another Facebook user, "I volunteer to be beheaded." As far back as November 2020, a Facebook comment from Nguyen can be found that reads, "I'm looking for my executioner." Nguyen was known to explore several dating apps, most local to Vietnam. In these apps, he would send endless messages to random gay men, telling them his fetish. The following is a leaked correspondence from a conversation Nguyen had with another person. "You're right, sir. Not only am I ugly, but I'm also very physically ill. I can't afford to live freely like normal folks. I have to depend on my parents my whole life. What else can I do? I am truly a prisoner of my own body. If it wasn't because of God, because I'm a Catholic, I would have ended my life already. I've been thinking about it multiple times before. So when I stumbled upon your name, I was thinking about whether you could kill me. I wish to meet someone that, once we've become close enough, could kill me. Because I really wanted to make friends with such people. But I know that once I've done that, I won't be normal again. I want to die." The final message on Nguyen's Facebook page reads, "Starting today, I will permanently deactivate this account." This message was written long after Nguyen was dead, meaning it was written by his killer. The actual last post that may have been Nguyen's reads, "3 hours until the plan is executed." The post was made on the 25th of January. Presumably, this final post of his was made 3 hours before his death, placing the date of events on the 25th of January. However, someone who knew Dat previously said that they had spoken in February. It's possible he spoke with his killer instead, or that the 25th of January post referred to something else. In any case, Dat was dead by the 24th of February. The killing most likely occurred between the 25th of January and February 24th, 2025, at the latest, since the oldest copy of the video was shared on February 24th, 2025. As recently discovered, proof the man was killed appeared on February the 24th, posted on Telegram by an account bearing the same name as Nguyen's Facebook account. This message was probably sent by the killer directly, since Nguyen was dead at this point. The Telegram account was last active on the 15th of July 2025. Months after the grisly events occurred, a conversation between co-conspirators leaked. This conversation between two parties, neither person, Nguyen, was originally in Vietnamese. The conversation has been translated, and I'll read it for you here. Person 1, "It's all ready, just waiting until we do it." Person 2, "Who will do the beheading? Is it Chung?" Person 1, "No, it's somebody else." Person 2, "How come we just don't let Chung do the beheading?" Person 1, "It's too difficult to wait on Chung." Person 2, "Why?" Person 1, "He's received the message, but keeps on delaying." In a leaked conversation, likely to purchase footage of Nguyen's execution, a feeling out process occurred. You can get a feel of how these grim conversations between sick people play out. What's extra disturbing is that this is proof that there's a market for this stuff. For years, we've talked about deep web snuff films and how they were just sort of a rumor, maybe a myth. Maybe they didn't actually exist. But what this episode highlights is, no, this stuff is real. That's what I meant by Black Label breaking new ground here. We're covering a transaction that took place between a butcher, or potentially his accomplice, and several other deranged people on the internet. Person 1, "That's right, he told me about you." Person 2, "Okay, let me see your face." Person 1, "Sorry, for security reasons, I can't." Person 2, "But the photo you sent doesn't look real at all." Person 1, "Please understand, I'm also not allowed to send many photos. What do you think about the clip I just sent?" Person 2, "Okay, person one. That's Nguyen's severed dick. He was tied up so tight and enjoyed it so much that even after his head was removed from his body, his cock stayed hard, just like that. Listener, the earliest trace of the video appears on July 2nd in a small Vietnamese Telegram group named Preview that contained 11 users, while other chat screenshots from another Chinese group with 41 members, simply named, quote, private group, appear to discuss the video, as well as other possible snuff videos. As early as the 24th of June, the 41-member group was created by a Vietnamese individual who also spoke Chinese to facilitate the sale of the videos and photos of the killing. He demanded approximately $100 to join the group containing the videos, and it was a 41-member group for that group. The 11-member preview group is confirmed to have contained at least one of the videos. The cost of the full package mentioned in this group was around $600. This contained all videos, as well as pictures of Nguyen's butchered body. Pinned to the top was the message that states, "In total, there are 11 videos and 98 photos sold as a package. Anyone who needs to purchase, you can DM me." I'm now going to play audio from this video. Let me describe what you've just heard. The video is shot in a dingy bathroom. Yellow stained tiles, dirt-crusted grout. A pink plastic sheet covers the ground. This is obviously for cleanup. Nguyen lays with his head on the chopping block. He's totally naked, in his birthday suit. He's got his hand around his penis, and he's masturbating. Right then, he tells the butcher that he's coming, and a large hatchet comes down hard. It nearly severs his head from his neck in one blow, but the butcher keeps chopping to finish the job. Red blood spills in gouts from Nguyen's neck, now almost entirely removed from his body. Only a thin thread of skin ties his head to his carcass. The butcher takes his cleaver and cuts the remaining skin flap away, and the head comes away clean. The butcher picks up the head and stares into the dead eyes, and then places the head somewhere off camera. Nguyen is still hard as he dies, but his hand moves away from his penis, relaxing as his life fades away from his body. Now, with all that in context, I'm going to play the audio for you one more time. Listener, we all wish we had more ways to save more. Chime understands that every dollar counts. That's why, when you set up direct deposit through Chime, you get access to fee-free features like fee overdraft coverage, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and more. Chime is banking done right. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees. Get paid up to 2 days early when you set up direct deposit. With qualifying direct deposits, you're eligible for free overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Today, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees, not to mention access to over 47,000 fee-free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. My younger self would have loved Chime. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News and World Report 2023. Chime checking account required.
Listener, Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's mind magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to the perfect mood. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Obscura. Head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Obscura when you check out to save 20% off your first order. In another video, the butcher shows off his handiwork. It's Nguyen, cut up and stored on several dishes and in several buckets and barrels. Some limbs in a spaghetti pot. His head is on a crystal plate, along several organs, including his heart, as well as Nguyen's severed penis. The buckets are full of his body parts, flesh and meat. Seemingly drained of their blood. The skin has a pale, yet sickeningly yellow look to it. This all showcases the work of someone skilled in butchery. These are clean cuts, and this is professional work. It makes you wonder, who was Nguyen in contact with? Who were these people? This is all still a mystery. We don't know. It is believed that they have ties to the dark web. This is where Nguyen finally contacted his butcher, after all the gay dating apps didn't work. At least one image was shared, of part of Nguyen's body cooked and made into a Vietnamese dish. It is believed that the butcher ate every part of Nguyen's body. Footage was also leaked, believed to be a week before the execution, where Nguyen and his killer are shown practicing and completing a sort of test run of the execution. They seem somewhat jovial. In this early version, Nguyen laid on his stomach. In the final execution, Nguyen laid on his back but closed his eyes, presumably because he didn't want to see the hatchet coming. After witnessing footage of Nguyen's execution, two Vietnamese citizens called the head of the village to report his beheading to them. Caller, I'm reporting a missing person. Nguyen Dat, sir. Chief. Oh, Nguyen Dat, what about him? What happened? Caller, he was decapitated, sir. Chief, but where are you? Caller, I'm in Saigon, but he was decapitated. Chief, he was decapitated? Caller, yes, sir. It's being shared. Chief, but I'm asking, where and when was he decapitated? Caller, I don't know. He was decapitated. Chief, how do you know? Caller, on the internet, people have the clip, sir. Please report it to the police, sir. Chief, but how did you know my phone number to call me, the village chief? Caller, someone posted it online. Chief, people posted it online? Caller, I mean, people traced, they found Dad's information. Caller, and they found out that you're the village chief where Dad lived. Chief, where was he decapitated? Caller, I don't know. I don't know where he was decapitated. Probably somewhere near there. Caller, but he was decapitated. Chief, in Vietnam? Caller, in Vietnam. He voluntarily got decapitated, sir. Chief, all right, when was he decapitated? Caller, probably around the end of January. Chief, end of January. But is this news confirmed? Caller, it's confirmed, sir. It's confirmed. He's missing now. You won't be able to find him anymore. Chief, he's been missing for a long time. He left the village 5 years ago. But is this news that he's gone really true? Caller, yeah, he's really dead, sir. Chief, huh. Caller, he's really dead, sir. Chief, he's really dead. Are you sure? Caller, yes, that's right. Report it to the police, sir. Chief, so he's dead? Caller, yes. Report it to the police, sir, because the clip of someone decapitating him, it's being shared right now. Chief, he was decapitated. Do you know him personally? Caller, no, I don't know him at all. Chief, you just saw the clip and called? Caller, yes, that's right. That's right, sir. Chief, all right, I'll work with the police then. This conversation is especially interesting because it reveals Dat had been missing for 5 years. He seemingly disappeared without saying a word, likely having fallen headfirst into his depraved fetish and on this strange journey he was on. It also reveals he only has a mother and uncle, and that his father died long ago. His mother was made aware of his death. Nguyen was motivated by an extreme sexual desire to be beheaded, while the killer was similarly motivated by his own sexual desire to carry out the beheading. This is an act of extreme sadomasochism. The topics of the chat rooms, where the earliest copies of the killing can be found, are all of a similar vein. In this fetish, the one to be killed is usually called the meat, with the killer being known as butcher. Elements of ownership or slave-master dynamics are occasionally present alongside, but not universal. Another element present in this case, with significant overlap with the fetish in general, is being cannibalized. The victim did not reference being cannibalized in his few known posts. It is likely that the butcher's desire was to cannibalize his remains. The underlying motivations of his fetish aren't certain, but studies suggest that it could be motivated by a desire to merge with a more powerful other or permanently escape loneliness, in addition to the more standard reasons behind sadomasochism. A current theory is that the killing occurred first and foremost as a result of mutual sexual gratification. The butcher decided to take extensive documentation for his own sake. The butcher shared the content with other people who have the same extreme fetish. One of these people decided to try and make a bit of money by selling the content. Either someone who purchased it or another person who had the videos began sharing it in a bigger group, at which point the spread became uncontrollable. The jump from Vietnamese backroom chats to Chinese chats occurs here, since the Chinese are by far the dominant demographic when it comes to running these extreme fetish group chats. But members from other Asian countries, such as Vietnam, make up a non-insignificant amount. Now, alternatively, the butcher was in on the plan the whole time, and this could be an extreme pornography snuff fetish group. It's not out of the possibility. There is a chance that This shines a light on some of our darkest fears. Now, listener, this case represents only the third known and confirmed case of consensual homicide carried out with the motive of mutual sexual gratification, and the very first where the video itself actually leaked. The first known case is the infamous, and I say infamous, Armin Muse incident from 2001. You know it, I know it. Muse, a German man, met his willing victim on a cannibal fetish forum. The killing and partial consumption were filmed, and Muse was later convicted of murder, despite the victim's consent. This video never made public. The second documented case also occurred in Germany. In 2013, Detlev Gwenzel, a former police officer from Dresden, killed and dismembered another man he had met through the now-defunct fetish forum, Zambian Meat. As in the Muse case, the victim had allegedly volunteered to be killed. Gwenzel recorded a 50-minute-long video of the dismemberment, which was shown during his trial, but never released publicly, and to this day, has not been leaked. A Facebook user who interacted with Nguyen before everything went down left some comments recently on Nguyen's last Facebook post, describing how he previously shared Guro content with him, but didn't expect him to go through with anything. Quote, "I was curious before, so I asked, but I didn't expect him to actually do it. There are types of Guro like this, a lot of them on Google, but I've never seen anyone actually do it like he did. I saw his body twitching, convulsing, you know? No, man. Before, we were just chatting. I sent a few decapitation Guro pics. Those kinds are everywhere on Google. I thought he just likes stuff like that. But turns out he was really into it. Honestly, just wow. I was both shocked and impressed."
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.